Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 605. So we finished the beautiful Sefer Binyan HaBayis, came across another beautiful Sefer called The Do's and Don'ts of Staying Happily Married by Reb Chaim A. Morgenstern. And he culls the Yesodos of his Sefer based on the writings of Rav Avigdor Miller, Rav Avram Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Avram Yaakov Pam Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Shlomo Wolbo Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Chaim Friedlander Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and Rav Aaron Feldman, and Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, among many others. So like the previous Sefer, this Sefer is also based on pure Yesodos of Torah. Not to say that we're not going to give Shiurim on other things as well that are aligned with Torah values, but decided to do this Sefer and go through the Yesodos over here as well. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern once commented that marriage opens a door to Simchas HaChaim, to a happy and fulfilling life, and has the ability to improve every dimension of one's life. However, one needs the proper keys to enter. If the keys are broken, he'll break through the door, causing disastrous results and the ruination of life. So this is the idea. The idea is to give couples, yours truly included, all of us, these keys to enrich our married life, the keys to Simchas Chaim overall. And like we said, it's gathered from all Torah sources, teachings of Chazal, Svarim, lectures from contemporary Rabbanim, and the counseling experience that he encounters, deals with. So the idea being, and we're going to go through it, in the introduction he discusses very many important points about Shalom Bayis and the problems and the challenges we have in this particular generation. This book, he asserts, will apply guidelines and strategies to assist to solve issues of Shalom Bayis, to alleviate them, and to prevent problematic situations from further deteriorating. So the idea is there's really no universal guideline, which means to say like this, including all the shiurim over here. And people sometimes ask this question, and he asks this question too. Why so very often, because Baruch Hashem today, there's tens of thousands of books on marriage that covers all types of family situations. We collected in these series, in these Shalom Bayis numeric series right here, many, many of these sources. And many other sources as well. Many people listen to it, and yet it's difficult to apply it to your particular situation. And the answer is that's exactly that. There's klalim, there's general rules, but like he says, Ravram Pam Zecher Tzadik Levracha, when he was asked what's the yesod of family relationships over rule, he said the biggest rule is that there are no rules. No, not to say that there's no guidelines. Rav Pam himself gave guidelines, but every person has their, and every couple is unique. In other words, if a regular person just reads a book and then practices it and tries to, you know, let's say a couple has a argument and the husband says, okay, and he takes out a book on Shalom Bayis and he reads one of them and reads a chapter dealing with, let's say, how to deal with conflicts, and he just reads a couple of pages and do this, do that, and he memorizes it, and then he goes back to his wife and repeats exactly what's written in that book, and it wouldn't work necessarily. You need Siyata Deshmaya. We always talk about davening before with Chachma Bina Vadas, and that's the idea. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern and Rav Shlomo Wolbe, he said always that the purpose of the general guidance is to teach us not to do the wrong thing. So we will talk about that. That we could give to guide not to do the wrong things, to prevent from making matters worse if we have problems, and encourage to seek proper guidance. He says this particular author, Moshe Chaim Morgenstern, was in the Stifta Chaim Berlin when Rav Avigdor Miller was there, and here it was a va'adim that they had for working on particular midos, and the same applies for marriage. He's talking about a sefer, two svarim called Sharei Oira, I believe, that has these vadim. But basically what Rav Avigdor used to do is, let's say, pick a midah for, let's say, 5 weeks' time, whether it's anger, whether it's menuchas ha-nefesh, whatever it is, work on it for those 5 weeks very hard. And the a good thing is what is, and the key is if you look through that thing or anything else, each spouse looks at what they really need to work on. And then based on that, they work on it for a good 5 weeks, 6 weeks, really hard, or sometimes more. But Avigdor Miller once said that once a person really worked on a particular area of self-improvement for a set period, he says 1 to 3 weeks, or let's say 4 weeks or 6 weeks, but you do it, you really do it for real, it'll stay in your subconscious mind even after you move to another area. So as an example, if a couple works on strengthening the marital bond with the love languages type of aspects, which is totally Torah-based as an example, or you're picking one particular love language in particular, you know, words of affirmation. I want to work on that, giving chizik with words or quality time. And you work 6 weeks very hard on that. So even afterwards, when you move to a different area of self-improvement in the marriage or in your midos, that you'll be conscious of what you already worked on those 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. But the idea being is, at the end of the day, each spouse has to ask themselves, what did I do for Shalom Bayis today? What could I work on regarding Shalom Bayis today? The key of success is really the repetition, perseverance, and patience. You see, couples, what happens is they don't see immediate results, and they get discouraged. And the key is not to get discouraged. Habits are hard to change. Rabbi Sol Salanter was known to have said, quoted to have said, that changing one's midos is much more difficult than completing the entire shas. That's very, very important to know. So you work hard and you keep on going with working on that. Sometimes you need additional guidance on how to apply these principles in individual situations. So even as you're listening to the shiurim, all the shiurim here, and anywhere that you hear Shalom Bayis shiurim from reliable good sources, sometimes you do need, in addition to that, okay, I have this information, I'm going to try to apply it. Some common sense things every individual could apply and should apply. But in some unique individual situations, you need guidance. But the idea being is also what people make a mistake is that every aspect of improvement, even if it seems minor, is extremely significant. Let's say someone needs a specialist to cure a certain illness that they have. And that physician at this point in time could only relieve them of 10% of that illness and the symptoms of that illness. He'll still be happy. 10% is better than nothing, right? So the same idea, couples should feel a feeling of satisfaction even if they only achieve partial success. Number one, they're better off than they were before they began. And when you get that 3% improvement, 5% improvement, 10% improvement from what it was before, that accomplishment proves to you that you can succeed and improve your Shalom Bayis. And it'll give you a confidence and motivation to continue. So the all or nothing thinking that if I don't get the perfect Shalom Bayis, first of all, there's no such thing as perfection. We'll get to that at a different time. But besides that, this idea of trying to be perfect and never be satisfied until you're like really like, you know, your marriage is like a Gan Eden and everything like that is unrealistic, unhealthy to think along those lines, because the idea being is like everything else in life, every step not to get discouraged is so important. So important. You know, when couples encounter difficulties and they're trying to achieve certain goals, they may become discouraged, fall into despair. They made a few unsuccessful attempts and they fell on their face and they get totally discouraged or they fall into despair. That is the Yetzirah's tactic to disrupt your Shalom Bayis by preventing you from reaching your goals and then try to convince yourself to abandon it. So the idea being, and he says here from the Vilna Goyen, that he was asked by one of his Talmidim about the Midah of Precious in that case, like to stay away from real physical material things, not to get dragged into it. But this applies with every midah that you want to work on. That the Vilna Goyen said that her action yatzliach, the stubborn person who doesn't give up, he will succeed. She will succeed. So the idea the Vilna Goyen is teaching us here is to be stubborn about it. You never give up. You don't give up. A small amount of success is worth millions. Don't say, eh, only slight improvement. No, you take it, you take on to it, you hold on to it, and you move forward from it. So the yesod, he says here, number one is that there's nothing wrong with trying and failing. Trying again and failing again, as long as they don't fail to try again. So the idea of trying and falling on your face, nothing wrong with that. You try again, you fall on your face, nothing wrong with that. It's good. Sometimes you have to change your methodology. Sometimes, yes, you have to acknowledge, I need some guidance from real people that could help with giving me that etza. But you don't stop trying. And then number two, winners are really just losers who keep trying. We said that many, many times before. A lot of people that have success, they failed miserably first. And that is the idea. We have to be maimon in the words of the Chazal that say, "Bederech shadam roitzel leches moilichin oisai." The person is led by Hashem in the way that he chooses. We have to believe that. And all of you listening right now, if you're determined to work on your shalom bias, 2% success, 3% success, you grab onto it, you hold onto it, and you don't give up. You keep working at it. And we're going to talk in the upcoming Shiurim about sources of many shalom bias problems, issues of our day, why it's so prevalent in our day, and what to do to combat it. But that's an extremely important yesod here that one needs to understand, to have that will to improve shalom bias, not to be perfectionist about it, be in action about it, work on particular midos. Eventually, you'll see the results, be'ezus Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.